Our next presenter is Ms. Michelle O'Darty from Hot News, Inc., which is based in Baltimore, Maryland.
Good morning, all. Thank you for attending. All right. So, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Michelle Darty, and I am the founder and director of Hot News Incorporated, which stands for Helping Out the Needy Everywhere with Showers. I will be presenting today our preliminary research on enhancing health care for the homeless, one shower at a time. Just some background about myself. I hold a bachelor's degree in biology from UMBC and a master's degree in biotechnology from UMUC. I am also the founder and CEO of Modern Property Investments, LLC, which is a real estate development and property management company located in Baltimore, Maryland. My background also includes 10 years of experience as a health science and technology educator in Charles County Public School System and Baltimore City Public School System. I don't have any disclosures to make of relationship or conflicts of interest, so I think that's clear. Today the goal is for, hopefully by the end of the session, you guys will be able to understand how telehealth is applied to improving disease, injury, and illness diagnoses of the homeless population. You also hopefully will be able to understand how telehealth can be distributed through mobile BAS units and how that can effectively target efficient and low cost health care for the homeless population. And finally, how computer software, sensors, and wireless technology can be interoperated with local public health clinics in order to provide a low-cost care continuum through the use of the mobile telehealth BAS units. So homelessness is harmful to one's health. As Kevin Lindemood, the CEO of Maryland's Healthcare for the Homeless, stated, the experience of homelessness causes health problems. It exacerbates the existing illnesses that are occurring, and it also seriously complicates treatment. Consequently, people without homes suffer from health problems at rates that are significantly higher than the general population. Unsurprisingly, however, homeless individuals are 3 to 4 times more likely than their housed counterparts to die prematurely. The U.S. population at the time when I started this was set at 314,622,901, and I believe it's a little bit higher than that now as of today. but the national homeless population, based on a point-in-time study that was conducted earlier this year, was 636,017, which is greater than the entire population of Baltimore City, which is only 619,493 people. And of that, the homeless population in Baltimore is 4,088. In 2009, a point-in-time study was done conducted by HUD, and it determined that of the 643,067 people experiencing homelessness on any given night nationwide, 238,000 families were considered homeless, and of that, 404,957 people were individuals that were homeless. And out of that entire population nationwide, 12%, or 67,000, were our veterans, and they are homeless. And 17% of the nationwide homeless population are considered chronically homeless. And the term chronically homeless is defined as anyone who's been homeless for a year or more or has had 4 episodes of homelessness in the past 3 years. And more specifically, homelessness, sometimes you see it defined differently. Our organization is choosing to define it as a person sleeping in a place that is not meant for habitation by a human, i.e. on the streets or in abandoned buildings or in a homeless shelter. A similar point-in-time study was done in Baltimore City in 2011, and it was determined of the 4,088 people experiencing homelessness in Baltimore City, 468 of those individuals were part of families with children, 3,588 were individuals, and approximately 8.3% of that population, or 339 individuals, were our veterans, and 11%, or 452 persons, were considered chronically homeless in Baltimore City. This figure simply just shows the trend that is growing of homelessness in Baltimore City specifically. In 2003, you can see it was listed at 2,681 individuals and steadily increased until 2011, which is the current 4,088 individuals, as reported from the point-in-time study. Oh, you know what? Let me go back. Sorry. So as you can see, because of this increasing trend, there is a need and there is a need for a solution to this painful problem. And it is hopeful that Hot News Incorporated goal will be to ultimately end homelessness through a three-phase process. Our first phase is to provide mobile shower units and preventative health care for the homeless. The second phase would be to work with those same individuals and provide workforce training, either in basic skills like carpentry, woodworking, plumbing, HVAC, electrical. And with that, then they would be used to renovate a lot of the homes that are boarded up and uninhabitable currently in Baltimore City. And with conjunction with different developers, they would then be provided homes for the homeless. So effectively eliminating homelessness altogether. This slide here simply shows the reported health concerns that came from the point-in-time study of the homeless individuals. And as you can see, the top three that were reported were substance abuse, mental health, and chronic health diseases. Surprisingly, however, what was found was only 13.5% of the respondents reported that they were receiving treatment for substance abuse and mental health, and only 16.1% of the individuals receiving treatment for chronic health diseases, and alarmingly, only 3.9% were receiving treatment for HIV or AIDS. Because of this disparity in treatment that is being received, it is Hot News Inc.'s goal to provide affordable health care for the homeless through the use of these mobile shower units. And our organization is choosing to address these particular illnesses and diseases that are preventable: tuberculosis, fungal staph infections, and skin problems such as scabies and pediculosis. The reason why we are choosing to address these issues is because they are preventable and they can be easily be addressed through proper hygiene that's provided by the mobile shower units. It's fully understood that living outdoors puts the homeless at a greater risk for common infections, which could lead to potentially life-threatening acute conditions. So Hot News Inc. believes that the reported instances of the top three identified illnesses that are adversely affecting the homeless could be reduced by 50% or more by providing these mobile shower units, or MSUs, which would be outfitted with telehealth sensors to be able to diagnose and target, to be able to screen and diagnose the target populations with these top three preventable illnesses and diseases. Our goal is to use volunteer staff of the public health care, such as nurse practitioners or even retired nurses, to provide on-site treatment for our target population. Our goal is to use a three-hour block for the showers and medical screenings and treatments at least three times a week, depending on obviously the volume and the need and the success. And also a meal will be provided with the showers for the homeless through the local churches and outreach clinics that we would partner with. Each individual that would come to the mobile shower units would be provided with a towel. We'd also use biodegradable shampoos and soaps. Give them razors and clothing, like T-shirts and underwear and socks, so they have clean clothes to put on, because it makes no sense to take a shower and then put the same dirty clothes that you were wearing in the streets back on your body. And then the wastewater that's also produced through the showers would then be recycled because it's gray water for landscaping. So it is a green technology in that aspect. And the products that are used are also biodegradable and will not harm any plants. These images represent what the mobile shower units will look like. The 8-stall shower unit has 4 units on each side, so we could service both men and women separately. This is a rendering of the diagnostic telehealth bus that would also be used in conjunction with the mobile shower units. The idea here is that we'd use a store-forward modality for the telehealth bus, where the nurse practitioners would then capture the patient data, and either through images, through audio data files, as well as patient symptoms in text files. Then that information would then be forwarded over the internet to specialists who could asynchronously perform diagnoses and then report back to the healthcare practitioners that are on site and would meet with the homeless population at a later date and time. So our study design, we worked in conjunction with the City of Toronto and created a street health survey that would allow us to gather information from our homeless population. We would use survey sites throughout the 40 local shelters that are within Baltimore City's downtown area. And then approximately 1,000 mission and churches are also located within the city. Not all of them provide meal services, but if they do, those would be the ones we would target in order to disseminate our surveys, because we know for a fact that the homeless population would automatically be going there because the meals are provided through those organizations. We would also work with cooperating service providers such as Healthcare for the Homeless and any public city school systems, because there is a large population of families with children that are school age that are homeless. The plan is to use use 8 weeks for the street health survey in order to reach out to as many homeless people as possible. We'd use approximately 5 to 10 trained surveyors, both staff, interns, and even consumers, formerly homeless individuals, who would have that rapport and ability to connect with our target population. And the only inclusion criteria that Hot News, Inc. is requiring is that the individuals be homeless or sheltered individuals within the last for at least 10 days within the last 30 days prior to being surveyed, which obviously makes sense because if we're going to the shelters and things like that, those individuals would be considered homeless. So our pilot study would look something like this. Our control group, we would simply just have people who are only taking showers. They're not receiving any diagnostic treatment at that point. The experimental group would be the individuals receiving showers with the use of the telehealth diagnostic bus. The expected results would be that all participants should see an improvement in health due to the increased hygiene practices. However, experimental groups should have lower instances of the preventable diseases that have been identified compared to the control group due to the access to the medical treatment that they'd be receiving through the mobile shower units. This is just a preliminary budget based on using the mobile shower units for 3 hours a day for 3 days a week. To purchase one 8-unit mobile shower unit, it costs approximately $30,000. The annual budgeted expenses for Hot News Incorporated would be about $300,000, which would basically cover expenses for water, gas, propane that heats the water on the shower units, drivers, and et cetera. As I recently learned through my visit to APHA's conference, the mobile medical vans that are available are kind of pricey. They're probably around about $300,000 to $350,000 a piece. So if that time were to come, we definitely would be interested in doing something like that and purchasing that. But obviously funds would be one of the prohibited things that would limit us being able to do that. So healthcare efficacy. So the healthcare efficacy would be measured by a reduction in the rate of emergency room visits and hospitalization time of target population. A lot of times the homeless population to get medical care will have themselves admitted to the emergency room, which is extremely expensive. And so our goal would be to provide that preventative health care that would eliminate or at least decrease the amount of visits to the emergency room. We'd also conduct consumer satisfaction surveys and hopefully see a reduction in the amount of reported cases of the top three identified diseases and illnesses. Hot News Incorporated's next steps would be to actually conduct this citywide street health survey, raise enough capital investment funds to purchase and develop the telehealth bath bus, as we're affectionately calling it, to deploy the mobile shower units, continue to collect data and analyze these results, and then report the findings to hopefully inform policymakers and healthcare service providers. And then eventually, with success of this particular program, we would like to launch more pilot programs in other cities with high rates of homeless populations. We would like to thank the following individuals: Khabibi Matthews, Dr. Japheth Dodswell, Aaron Curitan, C.R. Spires, APHA, and also I didn't add this, but the City of Toronto's Streets to Homes program. You can also contact us on the web at hotnewsinc.org or follow us on Twitter at Hot News Inc., Facebook, same thing. And there's my contact information. All right. Thank you so much.